Yes, look, this is a county that has got some of the worst coverage of broadband across the state, and we've all been promised it from both this government and previous government that the National Broadband Plan would happen. It's 7 years now in the train, and despite the fact that we were told that tenders were going to be signed before the end of the year, it now appears that this plan lies in complete tatters. It's compromised, there's no doubt about that. To what level of compromised, we don't know yet, and there is going to be an independent review. But this just shows the dysfunctionality at the heart of government, that somehow ministers believe that they could be whining and dining with wealthy business people who were at the centre of this bid and felt that it didn't compromise the bid. And it's the people now, the people in rural communities of Donegal and elsewhere, who are going to be left carrying the can, with the broadband not available in many areas and in other areas with their very poor upload and download speeds.
As you mentioned, a review is going to take place. Do you feel that there is some hope left to resolve it?
I'm not sure, to tell you the God's honest truth at this stage. I think that the plan has been fatally compromised. It's not just in relation to what's going on with the minister's antics. We've seen for the last year, the end of last year and the beginning of this year, that all the bidders withdrew. There's only one investment firm that has left. They have no telecommunications experience. There was serious risk whether they could actually deliver such a plan in the first place. And this isn't a small tender process. This is €500 million. This is connecting 540,000 homes to broadband. And, you know, as I said, like, people are just fed up listening to the government talk and talk about broadband and no delivery. And this now could put us back to the beginning, with communities having to wait over and over again. And it's not just individual homes that are down with this. It is businesses. It is opportunities. It is people, you know, who want to grow their communities and entice business, people who want to work from home. All of that is impossible unless you have a basic infrastructure such as broadband.